A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, that is March 30th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the food situation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashowdown.com, and www.voindebele.com.
It is a well-known fact that climate change is real, but even before this discourse about climate change, it was known, it's still known, that this part of the country is very dry. So government priority should be to invest in water development, should be to invest in irrigation. Maybe should learn to harvest the liquid water that flows in the area, and we use that water effectively to produce adequate food. And even food for sale. We cannot be a nation 6 years after independence who are still called the subsistence farmers. No.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation.
The 2015 food situation is not looking good for Zimbabwe, especially in some southern parts. This comes amid indications by Agriculture Minister Joseph Mate that 300,000 hectares of cereal crops planted this year were now a complete write-off following a prolonged dry spell. About 2 million hectares had been put under cereal crops. Mate revealed there were still pockets of hope on the remaining 1.7 million hectares in Mashonaland Central Province, Mashonaland West, and parts of Mashonaland East.
The government is already working on plans to import maize, with the cabinet having directed the Minister of Finance to mobilize resources for the purpose. The National Vulnerability Assessment Committee, or ZIMVAC, reports released in September last year noted that although the 2014-2015 food situation has improved significantly, some people would not be able to meet their annual food requirements.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiro akaita nyaya dzechikafu. Tirikunzwa kuti nenyaya yekuti mvura yaimbonaya yoregedza kana yanaya yowandisa zvakapa kuti vamwe vanhu zvisavamirire zvakanaka munyaya dzechikafu. Uye hurumende kuburikidza nedare remakurukota iri kuti iyo yatotanga kuti inge itsvaga chibage kune dzimwe nyika. Asi chiri kunetsa ndechekuti nyika dzakaita sana South Africa dzinenge dziri kutiwo zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyaya dzezvechibage. Nekudaro dzinenge dzisingatengese chibage asi chinogona kutengwa, ndofunga, kubva kunyika dzakaita sana Zambia. Saka nhasi toda kunzwa kubva kune vanhu kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyaya dzechikafu iro gore rino iri. Gibbs.
Blessing, singati ke udaba lwetu lamhlanje zulukandaba siyethemba ukuthi liqalisile nje ukuzwa sikhuluma ngalo olwendlala ongazani singena khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya. Sizwa kuthiwa ke kungani kuyahlupha kakhulu. Sikhulume ke layo umnumzana kumbe ngithi uchief umtshana Khumalo Vice President we Chiefs Council. Okulumene yena sithi ungazani ke blessing indlala ibambile endaweni zonke zelizwe. Kodwa ke okukhanya kusobala sike sakhuluma njalo lo baba ke uziyambi oMet office uthi chawona zinyemba. Esithi ongani kuyahluphayi lokho kuthiwa i-climate change. Uthi ngokubona kwezinto sibili ngalemkhathini lapha sokujinjile. Emkhathini kungajinja izulu lisabuye kuhle. So ukubizela kwathi i-climate variability. So uthi hayi lokho kungazani sibili yikho kwenza ukuthi izulu lingasani kahle njalo kukhanya kuyakhathaza. Sizwile njalo ke blessing ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe selithe kulabantu abangadinga umumbu. Bayodinga khona ngale Zambia, bayodinga South Africa. Kodwa ukuhluphayo ukuthi South Africa ile problem yokuthi bona balimanga kuhle nonyaka. South Africa kuzobuya leMozambique, kuzobuya leZambia, leMalawi, kungani kuyahlupha. Kwaba lezikhukhula zamanzi, ezimangalisayo kakhulu. Ikakhulu eMalawi, lapho kugalulwe khona abantu abathize. So ke, hayi, kungani kulokuhlupha khona.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation. So we want you to call us from all parts of Zimbabwe and tell us what the food situation is like in your area. Gibbs.
I think we are joined by our first two guests, and that is Mr. Everson Ndlovu, who is a development worker, and Mr. Roger Mpande, who is an agriculturalist. I'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. Good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Ndlovu, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
Thank you for joining us, and good evening.
Good evening, thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Roger Mpande, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you for joining us, and good evening.
Mm-hmm. And let's start with you, Mr. Mpande. It appears the issue of food problems is persisting. And, of course, the government is saying this year it was caused by erratic rainfall. Can we say that there is a global warming and the rain patterns have changed over the past years? What are you reading into all this?
Yeah, I think it's very true. You could realize that the start of the rain season was quite late. The distribution also in terms of regions and the national context, and also if you talk about certain areas not receiving so much, certain areas not receiving as much as certain areas. So it has been very sporadic, and generally it was not good, not consistent at all.
Now, Mr. Ndlovu, you've been visiting many areas, you know, during the past 2 months. Tell us, how is the situation in Zimbabwe generally in terms of the crop situation?
Yes, the crop is a write-off in the places that I visited, especially in Mark South. There is no crop to talk about. People will need to try other means to get food. The rains have not been what we used to see in earlier times. Seasons have changed. Unfortunately, people have not changed to take into account the changes that we experience in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. And let's turn to Mr. Mpande. Why is it that there's this looming crisis in Zimbabwe, but we are reading that countries like Zambia actually have a surplus?
Yeah, I mean, we have some problems also which are not necessarily related to the drought situation. In certain areas, if things were well planned, we could have received, we could be harvesting a good harvest. But I think the general policy in the past 10 years is the agricultural policy in terms of planning and whatnot has not been straightened yet. You could also recall that we still have farmers who have not been paid for their deliveries of maize from last year. So you also have a system whereby the support to farmers is basically non-existent, I would say. So there are a number of problems that are in addition to the drought situation.
Thank you so much. I think we'll return to that issue, especially the grain marketing board not being able to pay farmers what it is owing them. I think it poses serious problems for the farmers because they need to buy inputs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke nxa sikhangele udaba lolu baba Ndlovu olokuthi abantu abahambisa izitshalo zabo kumbe ngithi umumbu amabele GMB abakatholi imali kathi kuhamba njani Ndlovu?
Yeah, inkenekeni yendaba le esithi GMB isibe layo kwesikhathi eside. And umcabango wami ukuthi khona ngabe ukuthi ayisebenzi, let's disband it and create something esebenzayo. Not only that, kathesi le price yomumbu in the past few years has not been very attractive to farmers. So kunoko ukuthi khona one ababhadalwa nokuthi phase yakhona futhi ayikho kahle kubangela ukuthi abantu bangasalimi umumbu abangawuthengisela i-GMB. Ngendlela ngithi imizamo yethu through i-GMB over the years kayisebenzi. So ngayo ngasebenzisa enzini, let's create something that works. As simple as all that. I think sesiyigcine kakhulu. Kumbe if it means restructuring yona, let's restructure it so that it responds to the needs of the farmer and also it also responds to the need of the changing environment, especially climate change analysis. That's what it means. And in the end, what we get,
Yeah, we are so a lot of cool love. So what Mr. Ndlovu is saying is that, you know, this GMP issue has been hovering over people's heads for a long time. So he says if the organization is not working, disband it or maybe restructure it in such a way that it actually caters for the needs of farmers. But at the moment, he says, no, it appears as if it's just, you know, maybe a drain on the fiscus. And at the end of the day, get rid of it. So he says even the producer prizes that the GMP actually, you know, flouts every year, they're not good for farmers. So it's killing agriculture, literally.
Vampande rikaitimboti bate zvishoma nyaya yeGMB iyoyi asi kavamwe vanoti zvinenge zvitori nyore kana kuti zvakatochipa kuti Zimbabwe itenge chibage kunze pane kuti itengesere vanhu chibage kana kuti pane kuti GMB itenge chibage chichiti chemuZimbabwe chinenge chiri kutoti dhurei ndizvozvo here
icho ichokwadi tikatarisa surprise iripo muregion chibage chinobva kuZambia chakachipa the landing price actually near about $100 over $100 per ton. Saka icho icho kwadi kuti chibage chomuno chiri kudhura asi ukatarisa nyaya ye ma inputs in terms of your fertilizers, in terms of all the other tractorization zvimwe zvachizvese zvino lead towards that yini figure yatiri kuwana iyoyo. So it means we have to look at it kubvira kokutanga kusvika kokupedzisira kuti indava tichizowana prize yakadai so.
Asi tinoona kakuti nguva dzeRhodesia varimi vaichibatsirwa zvakanyanyisisa nehurumende vakamboumba naLand Bank kukare ikokoko achikweretesa vanhu mari nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Izvo zvekuti hapana rubatsiro ruri kunyatsopiwa varimi handizvo here zvimwe zvaakukonzera kuti zvinhu zviite manyama amire nerongo?
Ndonyaya iripo asi kana tikataura nenyaya yemari kamunoziva nenyaya yeZimbabwe handisi kuti nyaya yatingataureka kuti mari iriko here kana kumabhengi kana kuti chii. Iyo inyaya yehombe yekuti chii ingatoda kutoti titotaura the whole day kuti hakuna mari targeted inenge iripo. The only thing ndezvokuti kuti tinga restructure financing capacity yacho yendihinere yecountry kuti ikwanise kuzondidzina kuvarimi ikoko handizive. Unoziva tati fit neagri bank tati neji inyaya hombe yatinofanira kutaurisa its a different ini is very difficult ndichitopic iyoyo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ramba yenyu muri parunare Gibbs.
Ye uyakhuluma lapho mpando mzwile baba Ndlovu ekhuluma ngokuti kambe ezokulima zingavuselelwa njani So we are kuluma kono kuti into lezama loan yokuti nxa kuniwe abantu ibo lapha abalimayo. Kambe siyakhumbula iFP ye iAFC ungazani yadilika nxa kuti abantu babhadala ngesikwelede. So ke manje iyavela ngapi imali yokuti kulungiswe kono.
Indaba abantu bengabhadalanga yimbuzo yokuqala. Ngoba from 1980 isafundisa ukuthi siyathatha singabhadali. Ama-input siyathatha singabhadali. Khonokho sekubangela ukuthi abantu bangakhuthaleli ukubhadala. Even lokulinga, phela abanye abalimi bethi hayi simekele ama-input from the government. Yabo ndabe yakhona? Why? Because esikwenzileyo our produced farming have not been and remain unsustainable. So we need a change of focus, a change of thinking. So we think outside the circle. Ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi singalima especially now that there is climate change or climate variability issues. So kufuna sicabange kabanzi ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza kwenzela ukuthi ikusasa lethu in terms of food and even exports njengakudala we're the bread basket of the region. We can still attain that. Kusiya ngokuthi our policies are njani, kusiya ngokuthi abalusi bafundisene, kusiya ngokuthi le mali enikwa njalo ninte lapho. Mina ngisemathebeli nje. Transit ama inputs. Angifuni ukunikisa nyelo. Angifuni imali yokuthenga inkomo. Yabo? But ngane ngine you will not get that money. You will not get input okuthiwa inkomo. Yabo? But kuyazakala ukuthi ngalo kunjani komile. But the pure isaka lefertilizer, the pure isaka lombu lamavele, ukuthi ngiyelima ngathi endaweni enjani ewomileyo. Awungiphathisi mina umlimi. Abalimi yibo abantu abakwazi ngcono ukuthi kuyini abakufunayo. That's one thing. I think nothing has to sigidimisa ukuthi abantu bathi participate in these projects, the better. Siba consult, you know, the better. Ngoba they know what to do.
Thank you very much. Ungayikachana ubambe kolapho Baba Ndlovu. So he's saying that, you know, whenever there are some loans, people in Matabeleland should be given loans in the form of cows, you know, so that you can actually be engaged in game ranching or something like that. So he says it's no use for him to be given, let's say, some agricultural input, like seed. So what does it do with the seed? How can he plant it in a place that is dry, you know? So it doesn't make sense, according to him.
Interesting. Of course, I'm happy he noted that Zimbabwe was the breadbasket of the region. I see many journalists and so-called agriculture experts saying Zimbabwe was the breadbasket of Africa, which is wrong. Regatiende kunawa moyo, mterele doktanga, magadiva moyo kugokwe.
Zimbabwe, magadiva.
Aywa, tiripogurise kugokwe. Radio yenyu iri kuita maungira saka dei mambo idzora kana kuti kubva pane radio nekuti hatizonzwa nani. Muchidzora yenyu radio muchitudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyaya dzechikafu kugokwe gore rino.
Kune ndoro yakakurisisa.
Zviri kufamba sei?
Kwakatsva mvura ina kunyatsonaya.
Saka pane chamuri kutarisira kukohwa here kana kuti maakutongomirira kuti muwane rubatsiro?
Hatichakohwi yedu zvishomanana.
Asi taurai zvenitinzwa.
Tinongochema neGMB tingadi kubhadharawo mari dzedu dzevarimi ndodzekai takatarisirawo kuti pamwe tatengawo mbeu nemafetiraiza kuti tishandise.
Aiwa, I think in next week tichamboedza kuti kana iro svondo rino iri timbotaura nevanhu vekuGMB tichinzwa kuti zviri kufambawo sei. Asi mukatudzwa kuti chibage bhagedhi maakutenga mari mazuva ano kugoka.
Riri
kuita $5. Harina kunyanyowedzera, haro ndo mutengo wamagara muchitenga nawo.
Rakawedzera $3 ndiye atagara uchitenga nawo.
Saka rawedzera $2. Ko kunze kwechibage ndezvipi zvimwe zvirimwa zvamunorima kugoko?
Tinorima donje but harina kuita, rakatsva nezuva.
Rakatsva nezuva zvakare. Asi richiri kurimwa rakawanda here donje kugokwe kana kuti zvazvishoma? Rikurimwa. Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru vamoyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, you heard what Mr. Moyo said in Gokwe. He says, you know, they grow crops such as cotton, for example, but unfortunately, because the rains were erratic, he does not think that that crop will make it. And he's saying also that the price, usually they use those buckets, you know, for maize. He's saying it went up from $3 to $5. So this shows you that all is not well.
Ye kunjalo ke silo mnumzana ke ubheka inkululeko secingweni baba bheka inkululeko kunjani
yaphila baba ndani
hayi siyaphila kakhulu banjani abantwana
hayi abantwana bayaphila baba
ye nansi indlala qhi egumeni manje kuthwani
hayi lena yakunzima baba
akusithethi uhamba njani kona lapho khona
ah mina ngobulawayo kanye sika enkaya Hey, enkaya kumanga kuhle uyadanisa bakithi owalenyaka emasimini
ye kume njani nxa ungatshela simlo zulu
izulu alinanga ngendlela elijalisile ngayo kuyakeze lutshwani nje kweminye iminyaka kodwa akwalenyaka kungani ube kwibanga eliphezulu sibili umumbu awuzange wasavuma ukuthi ukhule ufike ebangeni lokubana uzale ube nabantwana ngakho omningi watsha usebangeni lokukhathela laphana esikhayele khona ukuthi ha nxanga izulu ngayo lalinile mhlawumbe ngingabadedela okukhona kuzaba yisivuno eyi mhlawumbe ngingakukhayela nje siyasinekujuni ngisuthuya ujuni siyale hhayi indala izakusivulela kanje
so ke kodwa abantu babelime ngesikhathi esiyiso yini kumbe vele izulu labuya kodwa lisananga kangako
izulu vele alizange labuya ngendlela eqondileyo labuya masinyane kunovember phakathi manje ngalesakikhathi abantu babesayesaba ulima okuya ngaphapho kudobadoba nje kancane bazoqalisa ukulima khonapho ku-7 to 10 December labuya lana ngamandla balima livele lifina ngamandla kulinywa kumanzi kakhulu zamilela nje kodwa labuya lahamba masinyane ijanuwari wonke azange lisala kwatsha kufebruwari lana mbimala amalutshana abaleli hamba lisina liseqelele izindawo vele kwakhulela elangeni konke kona libuye kuzenezinsuku kuvelelaela
ye nxa sikhuluma labadala ekhaya khonangale bathini bathi kume njani phela abadala bakhona bakhuluma ngakho bathini
ya bathi bangadobhadobha ukuthi ngabathova inyanga nje ezimbili ezomqalo zenezinu siya kujulayi siyani ake abangatshela lethu
kodwa bakho bakhuluma ngokuthi engxe abantu abasenza amasiko ngemfanelo bathini mfowethu
empilweni ekatheni sokuhlangene nje okunye kungaba kusemasikweni okunye nje kungaba kusezinkolweni kodwa ngeke bathi ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalayo
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu kutho ukuthi labo thika mntanda baboni lutho
labona sebengabathandi imali sebevumana labona sebehamba ko ngithathela abantu izifuyo zabo nje bangenzi kahle
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana bheka impilo bheka inkululeko ungadinwa lokusasa Yeah, thank you very much. So, according to Mr. Pekimpilo, you know, the rains just disappeared after December. January, there was nothing. February, just for a few days. And all the crops just wilted because of moisture stress, you know.
That's a problem. Let's read some messages on WhatsApp. We have Clyde Zondo first who writes, the drought will make life difficult indeed with the economy crumbling and people struggling to survive. The drought has come at a wrong time. Albert says it's not only dry spells that have affected people. Here in Mbire, Mashonaland Central, birds have destroyed sorghum. Many have abandoned their fields. That's a problem there. Tina Farai Manyiranotiwo zvokwadi ini sekuona kwangu kusanaya kwemvura zviri kushamisa chose asi semazera edu ano takazvarwa muma1950 zvinosakisa kuti mvura isanaya zvakawanda uyewo zvimwe zvacho ndezvekuti vanhu hatichateedzere tsika dzedu dzakare paye paimboitwa zvemukwerera ari kuti marasa tsika nekudaro zvaakuchinetsa kuti mvura inge ichinaya nekuti kare zvainzi kana mvura isina kunaya maenda unoita mukwerera
uyainjeleleli sezinto ezinjalo watisizwe ke kufacebook on facebook we've got Sim Nyandoro writes We just have to import, not worry about it. Then we've got Mr. Mafumo, who says, right now in Shuruku is raining cats and dogs. Huh? Yeah. And then we've got Miriam, who writes, God is angry, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Bafana, who writes, how can it rain when there are some people stealing others,
mm-hmm.
like Zamara?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
That's another issue. And then Detector writes, plant more trees, but don't plant any other, like eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm.
This will cause the country to have a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Lloyd Nyoni, who says, we are towards the last days on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we can proceed mm-hmm. with the caller. We can read more messages later.
Of course, and see if we need a rain-making ceremony.
Regatinde
kuna vamoyo ku South Africa. Magadi.
Tumofara, magazine.
Aiwa, tiripo. Mangamambo, tumira were mari yeku riba kumusha woku.
Mari tino tumira yeku riba kumusha.
Mm-hmm.
Azizi mezi fetreza yacho ya kudura ikona mbicha.
Mm-hmm. Saka, taura ezo nyi?
Saka te nyaye GMB.
Mm-hmm.
GMB ukaendeza mbeza zako ku GMB.
Mm-hmm.
Mbeza 2 years, 3 years utati watu wa mari.
Mm-hmm.
Kwa kupema inputs awa kupi.
Mm-hmm.
Azikanari mashevu aendeza chibawe nasi chai anabapu kifu yake ipapo.
Yeah.
Azi mwono. Anabapu wa cheki yake ipapo. Zesa kwa pezi wa ipapo. Azi yo kanari just ordinary person kaendeza chibawe chako kutuwane mari kule. Hapana kana chino buga. Ede kutu zori chibawe chacho chikuenda kupi. Auzo chikuenda kupi.
Mm-hmm.
Ukatarza mama mashevu aitunga mili la GMB.
Mm-hmm.
Ano bati washandwe ku GMB ndiye kumba kwake.
Mhm.
Uh-huh. Bati washandwe soisa kumba kwake. Zvese zveku GMB anga chitirwa ni hurumende.
Mhm.
Uh-huh. Washandwe ha badari izo nyika maita tichisava kuti chibawe chaicho one unoona chinoshandwa ndiye kuti chibawe cheku Zambia.
Mhm.
Chakakupa kukunda chiboje muZimbabwe kutenga u Zambia we import kusvika muZimbabwe chino chakatochipa pane kutenga chedu cheku GMB chataendesa isusu.
Mhm. Uh-huh.
And
aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, ndokutenda ingoma.
Ndimi munotipasa manyemwe, tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Mr. Moyo is complaining about corruption.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss this issue later on. He is complaining about GMB too.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we want our guests to remain on the line. Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Mpande, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. We are also on YouTube. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.